Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, Ms. Trees. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Listen, good. Y'all, I'm excited about this because I just know this is going to do something for somebody. So, listen, we're going to get in. We're going to have some good old country table talk. And we're going to talk about getting rid of this burnout.
Okay. So,
now, y'all know, for those who've been hanging out with me, my name is Patrice Brantley. I am a teacher's counselor slash life coach. And what I like to focus on and talk about is burnout and how you can actually heal, prevent, and move away from it. So I'm going to click on my slides here, y'all, and I'm telling you, I want us to really get into it. I want to talk about it. Y'all get in the comments, make me feel welcome, honey. Come on in. Let's talk about it. Let's make it happen, and let's get into it. So, all right, we done got into the intro, so I'm going to take y'all way, way back, honey. Y'all see that little wallpaper, baby? That's back in the 80s. So I'm Patrice. I am born and raised from Miami-Dade. Yes, you know, y'all know how to go. Born and raised in Miami-Dade County 305. That's me. And as y'all see here, this little girl who was so full of excitement and love and interest had a dream. Her dream was to become a teacher. Now, if you look up on the screen, you'll see I have all these young men and women standing proudly. That's what I saw in my community. I saw these people who were excited. They knew right into what they wanted to be. And I just loved it. And that was all a part of my story. And I wanted to be just like them. So then, as I got into this experience of wanting to be just like them, I went to school, I became a part of this, and I went off to be this teacher. And I remember I used to always sing, you know, I believe the children are the future. As soon as I got into it, it was a dream come true. But that dream slowly turned into a nightmare. Let's talk about that dream. I was living the dream that I loved. I had the great work schedule, no weekends, no summers. I actually had a full-time job, y'all. It was beautiful. And I was able to go and actually have a steady check with benefits. I had a chance to meet new people and to make an impact in my community. But most of all, importantly, I felt respected. But when that dream turned into the nightmare, it turned into long hours. Poor, truly, truly poor work and life balance and boundaries, you know? And then it got to the point where that weekend I was so excited to get into turned into lesson plans on the weekend, grading papers on the weekend, going to trainings on the weekend. And then what was like one of the sadder pieces, I thought I was balling, y'all. I really thought I was out there doing it. And next thing you know, I went from barely making it to really barely making it, like struggling. And it turned into me having this mountain of debt and trying to make it happen. So it ended up with me becoming overloaded in the classroom. Because as I got overloaded, other staff members was getting overloaded. And they were getting to the point they wasn't showing up. So we had high staff turnover. It became, you know, you being the person that everybody kind of leaned on. And it became truly a place of misery in the workplace. And it had an effect on me, be honest. It really had an effect on me. Let me tell you what it was doing to me. As y'all see in this picture right here, it had me ballooning up. I went from a perfect size 14, you know, with that little cute wasted face. I was her. And baby, I had them ballooned. I was almost 400 pounds. This is the picture in between all of this. I got to the point I was eating and eating and eating to the point that I just couldn't stop. Then it was to the point, if you get real close in this picture, that's why I pulled it back a little bit. I had the raccoon eyes. Honey, it was so much going on in this space that literally I was not able to even sleep at night. This went on for years. And I'm going to tell you what I had to do to help myself get past that insomnia. Then it got worse. The depression showed up. And baby, when that depression showed up, she came knocking. And she had a whole group of friends where I was starting to lose interest in stuff that I enjoyed. I wasn't able to do things. And then when I got to the school, all of a sudden, when I would get into the parking lot, I would have this rush of anxiety because I was scared. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to have my regular set of kids or if I was going to have two, three other classroom worth of kids in that one room. And it got to the point where I literally stopped enjoying life. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. You're talking about a young, fun teacher in their 20s and their 30s, and life is supposed to be young and fun and good. You're supposed to be out here doing this, honey. And honey, I was at the house with the windows closed up, the blinds closed, the curtains closed, and it was me and Sade and chicken soup and Haagen-Dazs. Now, Haagen-Dazs ain't paying me no money, so don't be looking for them, all right? Then I got to the point when I thought it got really to the point where it got bad, I had some friends, and we would go out for happy hour. Well, honey, that happy hour turned into me sipping when they knew I was sipping and when I wasn't supposed to be sipping. Then it got to the point I started to isolate myself more and more and more. And then what made it even worse, and I remember hearing a couple of the other presenters speak about it, my mindset. My mindset had become so negative, so nasty, and so had my mouth. Now, for those who know me, I got a mouth now. Okay, don't let a sister come at you. But it got to the point where it became so bad that I never saw anything good. Everything was a woe is me story. Oh, I'm a victim. This is that. Not realizing that I had given away my most precious thing, my power. All to something called burnout. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't realize what burnout was until years later. I was walking through it, I was miserable, I didn't know how to even get it together. But here I was fighting this enemy that I had no clue about. So let me tell you what I ended up having to do. I was determined at this point in my life, I was going to stay in the classroom because I was like, you know what? I don't want to got this degree. I got this mountain of debt and I'm not going nowhere else. And I was just saying, you know what? How can I stay? How can I stay? I just got to make it through. Let me just make it through. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know we do this superwoman, man, superwoman thing. And we be like, we're going to push through. We're going to make it happen. So one day I got home and I'll never forget it. I'm sitting home on the floor and I'm crying out to the Lord. Lord, what do I do? Because I just can't get it. I'm trying to stay in here. I'm burnt out. I'm wore down. And I'm trying to do all of this and nothing is lining up. First thing I had to do, I had to pause. I had to be real honest with myself. I had to pause. Had this been what the school system did to me or did I allow some of my lack of boundaries for this to happen to me? Then I had to really ponder. I had to slow down because, you know, that was that old school Aretha thing. Aretha Franklin, I needed to think. I had to really stop and think, honey. Don't you leave this job right now. You got some things you got to put in order first. And once I got to that point, I had to sit down and I had to truly look at myself in the mirror and say, honey, where have you put the S on your chest and where have you allowed other people to put that S on your chest? That was a part of my pondering process. And once I started doing that, I had to sit down and honestly come up with a serious plan. So many times we want to jump out here and be like, I'm going to just do this thing. But you can't. You got to have a plan, honey. Let me tell you. And when you come up with this plan, you got to know, how am I going to do this? What am I going to work out? How? First of all, let's be honest, because what all keep us in these dead-end jobs, just barely making enough, living somebody else's dream and not ours, it's the money. So we're going to, first thing you got to work out is, okay, hey, I need a plan. How my money going to go? And we're going to talk about that too. Then I need to understand, once I'm getting this plan in order, am I going to be disciplined enough to put it in action, honey? I call that putting your feet to faith and making a move. So we get here. After I put my feet into faith and make this move, I'm getting here so good that I'm now getting to the point. I'm like, girl, catch your process. Look at your progress, girl. You doing it. Come on. Come on, girl. You doing it. Now, let me tell you, as I got to this, and I'm going to tell y'all exactly what my plan was, okay? I got here and I said, I know what I'm going to do. I was already in school at this time, right? So I'm at this part, I'm like, you know what, Paul, sis, you got this. I had to ponder it. You already in school. You know what you're trying to do. You know what your next step gonna be. Slow yourself down and think about how much time you got left in these classes, what you need to get done. While you putting that in the play, in the action, honey, start tightening up that resume, putting it together. If that's what you want to do, if you want to stay, figure out how you're going to stay. And I'm going to talk about that a little deeper because sometimes we always think the door is the run when you might need to fix some things for yourself first before you take that run. And then keep in check on your process and your progress. So let me go back and tell you how I stayed. First thing I had to do, I sat down and this took what I call a bathtub crack. I went home and I wrote in my bathtub one day, I sat down and I wrote down a full list of where I was on my list in life. I had to stop and look. Am I on my list at all? I sat down and I said, where are you important? And I'm going to be honest with you. I wrote 5 different names on that list. And you know, I wasn't on one of them. I wasn't even on number 6. I wasn't on the star. Nothing. I had no idea to see where I was important. I had made everybody else the focus and not me. And then I had to learn something. I had to learn the next piece. First, I'm important. That was number one. Learn you're important, baby. Hold your value and know who you are. You are priceless and don't let it go. Number two, I had to stop and I had to get boundaries. I know that's that cuss word nobody likes. Boundaries, honey. Boundaries. I had to learn this wonderful word called no. Because I believe that we have so many of us that we are born and bred and fed into this give to everyone else, give to everyone else. I know for women, that's the thing we've been taught from the beginning, because they shove a baby doll in our face and say, take care of her. And it's like, wait a minute, I just got here. So we have to learn boundaries, and not just the boundaries of being nasty, but a healthy boundary. And this is something I tell my clients every day. Your boundaries, your no is a word of self-love telling others that I am important. I'm not going to let you take over my time. I'm important and I want to give the best of you when I am full and refreshed to give it to you. So after I had to make that plan, get my boundaries in order, I had to learn to create and craft. And when I say craft, not the cheese, I'm saying crafting your time for you. I had to learn for me, there's certain things in my day I cannot let go. I have to be a part of that. So for me, my morning is getting in my word, having that devotional time, getting into that prayer time. Now, if you don't subscribe to My Jesus, I'm fine with that, because guess what? Your morning could start with finding you a favorite quote. Your morning could be finding you something that gives you joy, a theme song, something that gets you up and gets you hyped to make it happen. But that's what works for me. And guess what? When you're crafting it, it needs to work for you, not for no one else. And so I had to start crafting. And I'm gonna tell you what I did. I crafted my things set up so easily for me that I started with what I call my five, my power five. Excuse me, y'all. That's my 5 minutes a day that I just take care of me. So many times we run around here for everybody else that we forget about us. And that 5 minutes became my most exciting 5 minutes. Baby, when I tell you them 5 minutes, I get excited about sitting down with my teacup. If I had it up here, honey, I would show y'all my little teacup. I get excited about my tea. I take my time. I make it just right. And I get into something that just makes me feel good. And some days it's just that teacup. Some days it's a good novel. Some days, I'm gonna be honest, it might be strolling online just to say, oh, that's great. They're doing that. Good job. I'm proud of them. Love it, sis. Love your success. But I take that time for me. And I had to learn that. It's power in taking your time to take care of you. Once I had to craft that, I had to maintain that. Baby, now let me tell you, we all get excited when it starts, right? But when it's time to maintain, you got to hold. So when people calling you and saying, girl, I need you to do this, I need you to go do that, and you have to say, no, darling, I can't do that. I dedicated this time. You got to stand still and strong in that, honey. I dedicated that time for me. And it taught me something. When you value you, others will begin to value you. And here's the key. They won't even wait around. They will tell you, you know what? I know this is your time, so I'm not going to inconvenience you there, but I will come. You know, can we do this earlier or later? Because I know this time is important to you. That's what happens when you properly create and craft and actually maintain your boundaries and your standards. And you know what I had to start learning after I got to that? Honey, I was right here checking off my progress. Things that used to be drains and things that used to be problems, all of a sudden, the phone got a little dry, but it was worth it because, honey, that dry phone made a healthier me. And some of them calls, let's all be honest, ladies and gentlemen, some of these calls that we answering are not helping us. They're crippling us. We got to know who's helping us to soar and who's helping us to sink. And I realized that. So that was a part of that process. Then I'm going to tell y'all some other little things I did. I created something for myself. Now, I am very big on the seven wheels of wellness, but I had to give it my own twist. Let me just tell y'all, I had to give that my own twist for myself. I made it the nine wheels of wellness, and I call it a Patrice twist. As you'll see at the top, we talk about the J-O-B. Now, for y'all who watch Friday, that's where I got it from. Now, the J-O-B is your job, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I entitled that joy over bitterness. When I think about my job, when I think about what I've been created to do, it needs to be something that I am feeling fulfilled in, not just something I'm going to pick up a check. Because so many times, that's what we do. We just pick the stuff that we've been groomed in or that we just know is easy. And, oh, girl, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to be up out of here. It ain't going to take me long. Or I got the good schedule. No. Does that job bring you joy? Or are you the person getting up on Monday going, oh, these mother fathers again? No, you shouldn't have that mentality. You should be ready to go in there, honey, and have levels of joy that overflow. Then I had to get into my emotions and my feelings. I had to be honest with myself. It was certain things and certain emotions that I had not been taught as a child to identify or even to address. Because, you know, this is the thing that people love to do. And I can't stand it. And I correct people when they do it now. Oh, that's a big emotion. Baby, there are no big emotions. It's just emotions. And if you don't deal with those feelings and those emotions, guess what they do? They sit right back in the backseat of your mind and they wait till you in a really, really bad place and they show right up and they start chatting with you and saying, honey, well, what you doing? I see you ain't getting on your game plan. I had to learn. I had to go and really dig into some stuff. I had to talk about some old traumas. I had to talk about dramas. I had to talk about stuff that had been weighing me down to the point that I couldn't give that joy that I wanted to give others. I could fake it till I make it, but it wasn't authentic. And I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be that authentic chick. When you saw me, just what y'all getting today is me. When I came and I was, you know, hey, it's all good. I wanted you to have that fully because I wanted to walk into each and every day with an attitude of joy. Then I'm going to tell you something else I had to do. Honey, I had to get my place together. Because you know what I found? When we get ourselves in the spaces of depression, depression and oppression go together and they equal burnout. And you know what it does to you? It puts you in a space where your home becomes a place of dysfunction. Now you might be the person that say, oh, well, no, Patrice, I live in organized chaos. I got that too. But I'm gonna tell you what you gotta start doing. You gotta get that place cleaned up. Have a space in your place that's just you. And when you get there, it is such a peaceful place that it's only you and your joy, you and your God, you and whatever you need in that place. It should be a place that you can go and get refreshed daily. If that's your place where you go and you have your tea, baby, make that your place for you and your tea. If that's your place where you and the Lord meet, honey, make that be your place that you and the Lord meet. But it has to be a place that every time you go into that particular place, you come out refreshed. You come out refreshed. You come out rejoiced, refreshed, and overjoyed every time. Then let's go a little further. Now, you know, people love to talk about the bag. That's what keep a lot of us stuck. We get up here and all of a sudden, girl, we done fell into comfort with dysfunction. Or what I like to call, we've gotten comfortable in dysfunction because now the bag is what we used to. We done got accustomed to this lifestyle that is not the lifestyle for us. And all of a sudden, we are becoming money monsters, not money managers. So now you done got a little money in your pocket, but you're not managing it properly. And I'm going to give you a little word that was dropped to me by the great late Dr. Miles Monroe. If your money ain't right and your resources are not right and you're not a good manager of what you have, guess what you do? You block the Lord from giving you more. I'm telling you, that right there, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't got no time to be blocking off the money. Now, that's what your cup is sitting on over here. I take it. But you got to know how to properly manage so the Lord can keep giving to you. Then another part that I found for myself was I got here and literally started looking at my intellectual health. Yes, I was in school. Yes, I was doing all the intellectual stuff. But there's something that you have to know. You need to constantly fall in love with learning more and more every day. And everything ain't found on Google either. Get off that mess too. Find something that you get into and you just get enthralled into it. Create that level of intellectual health that you're learning something. Do you realize right now that's the biggest commodity we got out there? Start investing in you. That's what your intellectual health is. It's investing in you and broadening your mind. Spending time, not online all the time, but saying, I'm going to take some time aside and learn something a little bit different. I've always wanted to learn how to do that. Let me take the time to get into it. And then my next one, honey, get physical. Like a Luton, what was her name? Olivia Newton-John used to say, honey, let's get physical. Let's get physical. Now, let me tell you something. with this getting physical stuff. Now, y'all see, I'm a chunky chick, okay? And in my word, when I say I'm a fat chick, that means fabulous and thick. Get into it. With that, baby, I found a way to not go and be so quick to let me go out here and do the latest health craze. I had to do what fit for me. When I was walking and being physical, it was something so easy. I literally would go outside and walk for 15 minutes. I'm going to talk to y'all about what that did for me. And then I also found my other part. I had to go and get into my social circle. I know with COVID, everybody was so busy in their little corners and, oh, we can't go, we can't do this. Honey, I found a way to go be social. I got up here, called my friends, people I haven't seen in a long time, haven't thought about. I started handwriting letters. I started calling. I made it my purpose to be social because that's who we've been created to be, social beings. And most importantly, I started my day with the Lord and I ended my day with the Lord. But let's talk about what it did for me when I actually put these 9 steps in practice for me. What happened for me? Just by changing up little things, I lost over 100 pounds. I got to the point where I was able to get restful sleep. No longer was I walking around here with the raccoon eyes. I was able to be rested. I didn't have depression in my bag no more. She wasn't there like that old backpack that be trying to walk with you. I could pull into the school parking lot and I wasn't having no more anxiety anymore. I had a refreshed, renewed view of joy. Honey, it got to the point I didn't even want to drink. Honey, everybody be like, let's go celebrate. I'm like, y'all, give me the food. Where the food at? I can do that. And then it got to the point that when I spent time with family and friends, I could enjoy it because I didn't have to be someone that I really wasn't. But the most beautiful part about it was I got me back and I got a better me back. She was more positive. She had joy. When I spoke of wisdom and joy and excitement. I became that person that I knew was there. And I allowed her to shine. Let me tell you some of the things I did. Some of the foods and some of the herbs that actually helped me to either come out of burnout or they can be preventative in your burnout. The first one, coconut oil. For those who know me, honey, I love it. I use it pretty much on everything, okay? From the head to the toe, I use it. It's good for you because it helps a couple of things. On the physical side, it helps you to not dry out. It gives you moisture. But also, did you realize it's a protective layer in your brain that it uses as well? Oily fish, that's your omega-3s. You want to make sure you have that. Your green vegetables, did you realize that helps to limit dementia? Avocados, that's that healthy fat. You know, everybody on that avocado toast, honey. Y'all get y'all some avocados, learn how to grow you some. It works. Bone broth, honey. Now, you know, that's an old school remedy from back in the day. If you got people from the country, they know about that bone broth. Bone broth will help you with your immune system. Keep that going. If you don't know, honey, y'all better start boiling out some chicken bones and get that broth. To help your immune system stay good and tight, broccoli. That is one of your healthiest foods you can have. Not only is it healthy for the inside, but it's healthy for the outside. And girl, get your skin to glowing, honey. Get into it. Honey, my favorite one, chocolate. Not this stuff we've gotten used to in America. I'm talking about old school cacao. Come from the actual cacao leaf, the big little nut thing. And when you break it up, it looks like little roasted chocolate nuts. Honey, get that. Best thing you can have. But what is good is that it gives you that antioxidants that you need. It covers you. It helps you be healthy. And it's good for a little protein too, honey. And you don't need a whole lot because it's super, super sweet. Beets, great thing. And it helps with your iron. Celery. Did you realize that celery has so many healthy benefits for you? Honey, get into it. Fermented foods and fruits. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is something that I love from back in the day. Now, if you got any family from the country, they are good about jarring and preserving and things of that nature. Honey, you better get into it. That's how the little people live so long. They was using that stuff and it was doing what? Cleaning them out from the top to the bottom. And making sure you get you some healthy nuts, honey. Nuts do so much for you. Many times we don't know that. And then make sure you make your diet full of berries. Now, I'm going to talk about these, and I'm going to give y'all another little handout with this. Some of the herbs that I found work extremely well for me. And I'm going to tell y'all, please go do your due diligence. I am not a doctor. I can just share with you what worked well for me. Your Siberian ginger, ginger root with this, or ginseng, with this is amazing. It helps for your mental capacity. Honey, you know how you get that little fogginess? That clear right on up. If you get you some, and I know this is the hot girl, everybody's talking about it right now, ashwagandha. Now, I've been using ashwagandha for years. That is what helped me to get past that insomnia that I told y'all about that I had for about 10 years. I started using it when it was old and brown and nasty tasting. But I'm going to tell you what it did for me. It let me start to have a very relaxed sleep. And I was getting refreshed sleep. So when I got up, I wasn't hurting no more. I wasn't having those headaches no more. It actually let my body understand that we were going to get some rest and real relaxation. And I'm going to tell you something. When you know when burnout show up, she kind of take away your little sex drive, child. That'll get it back to you. It'll put you back in the game. Now, let's go a little further. Then, here's one I love to do. It's called nettle. Nettle is very good. This literally is a protector for the body, top of your head to the soles of your feet. One cup of nettle tea, honey, will keep you together. Did you realize it will help you get all your necessary vitamins? And because so many of us don't think that we need it, it helps with your vitamin D. Now, I'm going to go a little further and I'm going to add some more stuff as we go. But I just wanted to share that a little bit with you. Now, I want to invite you. If you're saying, hey, Patrice, listen, I hear you telling me there's some things I can do to recover from burnout, please find me online, honey. Come on over to the Seed Sowing Movement, the SSSmovement.org. Check me out. Y'all can drop me an email. Better yet, check out the podcast, honey, the Patrice Brantley Show. Let's get together. Let's talk about it. Let's stop this now. You don't have to live in a life of burnout, and I want to show you how. Y'all, please, I'm so excited that y'all let me come and share this with you. Come on in, drop some questions, give me some comments, show me some love, honey, give me something. I just want to know you got something out of this today.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.